This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number, we'll give that to you. Also, the Skype. Those are all on the way for you here tonight. Lots of interesting stuff in the news. We're going to talk about New York City.
Wait. Not Florida?
No.
Isn't all the craziness, the craziness comes from Florida?
Well, yeah, there's plenty of crazy in Florida, but there's plenty of empire in New York.
That's right, and that's what these stories are about.
Hence the name, the Empire State, and it is a well-named state from what I can tell. My experiences, having been through it and visiting it a few times, prefer to try to not go there if I can at all avoid it, but I tend to have to go there once per year for a radio conference. The Talkers Magazine folks throw on a yearly basis. So Ian and Conan in here with you. And then also there's some interesting news actually coming out of New York about Uber actually helping cab companies get their act together. We'll talk about that. But the news to start with, Conan, you've got a story about cigarette taxes, not just New York City, but New York State specifically. The taxes are worse in New York City. They're bad in New York State, and they're worse in New York City. But the issue is about New York taxes across at the state level on cigarettes. Is that right?
They have the highest in the country.
They're,
you know, like all sin taxes, that's what the politicians are able to get away with, heaping taxes on, you know, lottery tickets and alcohol and cigarettes, because, you know, people are going to go out and buy it. I mean, it's
sure.
And of course, you're going to have some legislators that are all about, well, we have a smoking epidemic in this country and people are killing themselves. And when you consider health care costs on the rise, and if we're all going to take care of each other's health care, because that's what they want, we have to worry about these people who are killing themselves with, you know, lung cancer and leukemia and
so
the whole nine.
Raise the taxes and have the tax money go to fund some kind of fund that could help these people when they get sick, right?
Right.
Or they'll raise the taxes. I've heard that, and I've also heard that they want to raise the taxes to make them less likely to buy the cigarettes, because if we raise the taxes so much, then they won't want to buy them.
That's right. And it's the same thing with lottery tickets. It's the same thing with alcohol.
They want people to buy lotto tickets.
But you're always going to have that side of the equation who is like, well, if we raise the heck out of these products, people are going to stop buying them. They're going to find another outlet. And they're right. They do find another outlet, but it's not smoking. It's they're finding their cigarettes from other outlets.
I think some people do quit, though, Conan. I don't think it's the majority of them, but I think that as the price does go up, there is a percentage of smokers. I mean, our former on-air host, Mark, that's one of the reasons why he quit smoking.
Hey, you know what? Some people go to jail, and they learn a lesson, and they never go to jail again. And then you've got those who are repeat offenders who, you know, that's who they are.
Mm.
And if anything, it just makes the problem worse in the long run, and you just make hardened criminals, through your acts of actually trying to, fix their problems.
Well, because it is illegal to circumvent the tax system, right? Like, I mean, if you are, I believe in New York City, there was a story we shared, I don't know, years ago here on Free Talk Live, that said that New York City had acquired, it was either New York City or New York, and I apologize, I don't remember the detail on this, but they had acquired, like, the tax records or the sales records somehow of online sellers of cigarettes, and they identified people in New York City who had been buying cigarettes online.
Wow.
And they, like, sent them a tax bill or something crazy like that.
Yeah. Or they find them on the street hawking singles,
then they killed
and they killed them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, New York loses $400 million after imposing the nation's highest cigarette tax. This is DailyCaller.com. So New York is reaping the whirlwind of sky-high cigarette taxes with a wave of smuggling decimating the state's revenue.
Smugglers! Go smugglers!
New York holds the dubious honor of having the highest cigarette taxes in the country, with the average pack of smokes in New York City costing as much as $10.60.
Average pack, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're all different flavors, and they all, you know. So New York raised taxes on cigarettes to $4.35 in 2010 from the previous $2.75. In total, cigarette taxes have increased by 190% since 2006. The sharp rise has resulted in a raft of unintended consequences, which are dealing a significant blow to the state's finances. So, yeah, you know, there are people... You know, thought that they were gonna make a quick buck. I mean, they have holes in their growing budget. Every state, everyone out there, every government agency out there has holes in their budget, and it's like, well, how do we make a quick buck? And they're doing the same thing here in New Hampshire with the alcohol and the lottery,
right? Well, and
the gambling. Excuse me.
With the alcohol in New Hampshire, at least the state, and I don't support this, but in the state's favor, they control it locked down. Like they don't control wine and beer in the same way. But with the hard liquor, it's controlled almost completely by the state of New Hampshire. I've heard a rumor that there's some sort of private store somewhere in the middle of nowhere that has like some sort of permission to sell it, but. For the most part, 99.9% of the alcohol in New Hampshire is controlled by the state. Now, in the case of New York here, these bureaucrats just thought, or the politicians, or whoever it was, I don't know if it had to be a legislative thing that passed, or if it was just the bureaucrats can just up it whenever they feel like it. But somebody just ran the numbers, and they said, oh, well, we have this many people buying packs of cigarettes in New York in 2010, so we'll just raise the taxes, and...
Another $2.
Yeah, well, we'll double the taxes, and then we'll double the revenue, because they figure no one's going to do anything differently.
That's right.
And doesn't turn out that way, apparently.
It doesn't. And if they were the type of legislators I was talking about who were actually trying to get people to quit, well, that fell on
that
its own. It fell right on his face, too. New York State Comptroller Thomas D. Naparoli reports New York's revenue from cigarette taxes has plunged by $400 million over the past 5 years.
Whew.
So, according to the New York Post, a separate study of national academics... sciences, engineering, and medicine shows the state lost a hefty $1.3 billion in uncollected taxes each year because smokers switched to cheaper alternatives. So I guess two reasons why they've lost money on the revenue.
So wait, what was the $400 million number?
$400 million was over the past 5 years off of cigarette taxes.
They've lost that, was what it was.
Off of cigarette sales.
Uh-huh.
And see,
$1.3 billion
in uncollected taxes each year because smokers switched to cheaper alternatives.
So they've lost $400 million in taxes. That's gone. That hasn't come back at all. They've lost that, and they could have, in theory, have collected $1.3 billion if. People would have kept buying from their old sources. That's what they're saying there. So by going to cigarettes by mail or to going and driving in New York State, you can go and drive into an Indian reservation and you can buy mostly tax-free cigarettes there. So what they're saying is...
Or you can come over here to New Hampshire.
I bet you the Indian reservation is a better deal, just because you know they're growing the tobacco, they're selling the tobacco, and it doesn't have to pass through.
Now, I remember way back when, we're talking 2001... You know, I bought cigarettes from India, and I don't know.
Like illegal?
Oh yeah, they were illegal. Okay. I mean, if they had found out, I'm sure that they would have.
Right. So no tax stamps on them or anything like that.
Correct. And yeah, they were half the price. A carton was half the price.
Nice.
If that. And I don't know if that's still a thing.
Were they good? I mean, because a lot of people claim
they were Marlboro.
Yeah. Were they really Marlboro, or they were like a rip-off brand?
You mean with an extra E on the end or something?
Yeah, something like that.
No, they were actually Marlboro cigarettes, and that just minus the double in taxes.
Awesome. How did you get the hookup on that?
I just went online. But you know, I don't see that anymore, so I don't know.
Huh.
If that's an actual thing, or that's something you have to get on, you know, some Silk Road.
You can certainly get that kind of stuff on the underground marketplaces. They definitely sell.
Whether you're going to get that kind of a rebate as well. I mean, is there?
Don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't done the pricing on that. I can pull it up though.
And how many guys are actually out there growing their own tobacco?
I don't know about that either. That's a good question. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the state of New York claiming they would have gotten $1.3 billion had everyone's habits stayed the same after they doubled the taxes. But what happens, of course, is the market finds a better way. You know, the people in the marketplace want to get the best deal, and some folks are willing to go through a little more effort if it means getting a better deal. So instead of
committing crimes. People are going, and this is all criminal, what these people are doing.
Well,
and
right, but it doesn't feel like it. Well, it's not criminal.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
But it's not criminal to go to the Indian reservation.
Right, right.
So there are other ways to do it that are non-criminal as well. But yeah, people will take risks if it means saving some money. 855-450-FREE. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos. Cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live. Join us here toll-free on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. It's a Reddit-based system. It's totally free for you. If you want to suggest some show topics, submit them to the front page. Other listeners will vote upon them, whether they like or dislike. You get to vote on things as well. When you go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Liberty Health Share. It's a movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement of folks that is sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty Health Share is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a healthcare sharing organization full of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. So join the movement and change healthcare for good at joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com. Or you can call Liberty Health Share toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041, or go to joinlhs.com. It's Ian and Conan in the studio here. We're talking about the cigarette taxes in New York State that something like doubled back in 2010.
Yeah, it's brought the average pack of smokes to $10.60 a pack. Which is insane, right?
Or is that statewide, or is that? I
believe that is statewide.
Wow, statewide, because I know it's like at least $10 in the city. Is what I've heard.
Good point. Because I wonder what the actual pack of cigarettes in the city costs. Because I'm assuming
there's a city tax on it.
Right. So that's the state average.
Okay, so that was the state average.
No. All right, nope. City. That is a city average.
I'm actually surprised it's in such a low average. I figured the minimum price would be $10.
Well, I'm sure there are some cheaper packs that no one would touch that are bringing
the price down.
So if you're talking about Marlboros, you're probably talking about their Newports or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard $10 to $15 is usually your typical price in New York City. So people are doing other things. And Conan, your story is going into some of the details there. I think it was the Daily Caller website that is looking at the numbers. And turns out, well, when you increase the cost of cigarettes, maybe some people will quit, but others are just going to go somewhere else to get it. They're going to go online, or they're going to hop in the car, and they're going to drive down to the Indian reservation, or they're going to buy them from smugglers, or whatever.
Or they're going to grow their own.
You don't have a whole lot of space for growing in New York, at least in the city, maybe in upstate New York.
Wouldn't that be funny? The next drug bust is not even that. It's just a tobacco loft in some dude's
I wonder how often that happens. I mean, it must happen.
Someone's growing tobacco out there. Smokers responded to higher prices not by shelling out more cash at the store, but by turning to the black market, crossing state line, and buying cheaper brands such as Seneca from Native American outlets.
Yep.
The last 10 years have been a boon to organized crime, with 58% of New York cigarettes supplied from out of state, according to the Tax Foundation.
One of our former co-hosts, actually, Allie Havens, used to work for Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
She was like one of their showgirls.
Oh.
They sent her around to different locations. Like here in Keene, there's a place called Corner News, a little corner shop. They sell tobacco and things like that.
I didn't know what company she was working for. I thought maybe a bunch of them, but specifically Seneca.
She would go and like set up a table and, you know, give people free cigarettes.
Did she have to put like a little feather in her hair?
I never saw her outfit.
Little Pocahontas outfit.
So they got a big operation there. I mean, it's more than just selling it on the Indian.
Do they have any reservations here in New Hampshire?
I don't think so. I've never heard of it, at least.
So
that's a good question. I don't know about
the number
that.
Of packs bought paying the full tax has collapsed by 62%.
Whoa!
So, yeah, there's a lot of people who are just said they're fed up with it.
Wow, 62%. That's huge. That's, you know, more than half of their sales have disappeared.
Yeah, they don't. They don't exist.
The sales are still there. They're just not being taxed by the New York government anymore. They're not getting a piece.
Yeah, the people are still getting
sales.
The people are still getting their cigarettes.
And so they were saying earlier they would have brought in $1.3 billion in revenue had everybody just stayed with their old habits. But no, they changed their buying habits. They didn't change their smoking habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're getting them elsewhere. Interesting.
But it's not only New York that's losing out. from the high rate of smuggling. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. When did explosives get added on there?
A little while back. BATFE.
Estimates state lost $5.5 billion in revenue thanks to cigarette smuggling.
Wait. The Fed lost that much?
Mm-hmm. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms. $5.5 billion. And I don't know how many years that is. I'm assuming it's the same 10 years.
They've
been using.
That's a lot.
The illegal tobacco trade has global reach with the Framework Convention Alliance, FCA, a coalition of anti-smoking groups organized by the World Health Organization to promote tobacco control globally. I didn't even know these guys existed.
Yeah, it sounds like a national tobacco gang.
Estimating that the illicit trade in cigarettes represents approximately 10.7% of global sales, or 600 billion cigarettes annually, and reduces government revenues by between 400 billion and 50 billion per year. I wonder if that's an average of governments, or is that just our government? And this is the worst part. So we're talking about, you know, the legislators who are actually trying to get people to quit. You know, I guess their heart's in the right place and whatever. But this is where it really kicks. High cigarette taxes not only assist global crime networks, but also have a disproportionate impact on the poor. According to New York State Department of Health, low-income smokers, defined as individuals in households earning less than $30,000 a year, spend 23.6% of the annual household income on cigarettes.
What?
In 2010-2011, that number is up from 11.6% in 2003-2004. And I've met these people, the people who are actually smoking, you know, a pack a day, two packs a day.
God, I was
telling himself. So when you put that, that money.
I mean, I know it adds up. That's usually one of the strongest points why someone should quit, besides the fact that it might be hurting them physically. It's also definitely hurting them in their pocketbook. But I didn't realize that it was such a huge chunk of household income for poor people. And if you think about it, a poor person is also disproportionately affected in another way by this, because the rich person can easily afford a trip to the Indian reservations to buy cheap cigarettes, but a poor person is going to feel like they, one, don't have time, they're working too much, they, two, don't have the money.
Or their car is broke.
The car's broke. They don't have the money, if the car's working, to afford the gasoline to get out there or the time to get out there. So it's more of a burden for them to try to avoid the taxes. It's easier for people who are a little more nimble with their finances to be able to do that.
According to this next stat, rich people, or not rich people, but well-off people, people who are, you know, comfortable, just don't smoke. Smokers in households in wealthier households earning over $60,000 a year spent on around 2.2% of their household income on cigarettes, so 2.2% versus 23.6%.
Well, they're smoking as much, they're just spending less of their household income, right? So if you're making $12,000 a year and you're spending $3,000 on cigarettes, that's a huge chunk of your income compared to spending $3,000 on cigarettes and making $75,000 a year or $100,000 a year. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Your experiences with avoiding cigarette taxes. Maybe you want to tell us what it's like where you live. 855-450-3733. Or maybe you know about the smuggling business.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The New York cigarette taxes had an effect they weren't expecting. They thought they were going to get more revenue out of doubling the taxes. Oh, you double the taxes, people still buy cigarettes, we'll make more money. Seemed to make sense. Well, of course, people don't want to pay taxes on the things that they buy. They certainly don't want to pay double the taxes. So it turns out, now here we are 5 years later after the increase, and the numbers are pretty dismal for New York State. They have lost $400 million in revenue that they were expecting to have that they didn't have at all. And they said that had people stayed on board and like kept buying through their old channels and kept buying the same amounts that they had bought previously, that they should have gotten $1.3 billion more.
You know what they need to do, Ian? They need to get their pesky neighbor states
to raise taxes
as well. And also those pesky Indians who are just selling them cheap old cigarettes, man, they're killing everything.
There's probably not much they can do about the Indians because there's some level of protection, I think, for them. But, yeah, I don't. Hopefully we won't see New Hampshire be raising its cigarette taxes anymore. And then also, let's see. Well, of course, if they did succeed in getting Vermont and Massachusetts and Philly or whatever, or Pennsylvania, to raise their taxes as well, that would just give the smugglers a greater incentive to come in there. And it would allow the smugglers to raise their rates a little bit, too. So
right.
They just end up making more money. Let's go to your calls and thoughts on the matter. We'll talk to Straight Razor in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Good evening, gentlemen. So
hey there.
My question is, the first thing that you want to do if you want to start prosecuting people is make a problem look a lot bigger than it actually is. So my question would be, is did they factor into this all the other alternatives other than smuggling? Like, for me, I moved over to the electronic cigarette. So,
yeah, they didn't. I don't think they mentioned that in the story, but that is definitely something that will avoid a whole lot of cigarette taxes because you can buy the e-juice, the cigarette or the the nicotine laced juice that you load into those things. You can buy that stuff online in plentiful amounts.
We have a store here in Keene, and that's all they specialize in. You can get a big old bottle for less.
But are
than
they collecting tax on that?
Sales tax probably.
There is, but it's lower. So
right.
That's the big fight right now is trying to keep the e-liquid taxes lower. I know states like North Carolina, they've already instated an e-liquid tax that is based on per milligram of fluid, which is very annoying.
And, of course, if they can prove that it's bad for you and it's actually killing you, like one of these studies that just came out recently, then they'll have a reason to raise the taxes on these things. Because of potential health care costs down the road.
Exactly, but that's all inflated itself because they didn't, I looked into that study and they used the e-cigarettes improperly, so they burned them at a much higher temperature than they should have. So they were probably actually burning the metal and the wick itself, which would produce the chemicals they're talking about.
Oh my.
And they were only testing e-cigarettes, right? They weren't actually testing vape. Vaporizing
thing.
But they were testing the pre-made stuff. So like you're talking about like your Blue cigarettes, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the ones that are produced by the cigarette companies.
Right, yeah, exactly. Blue's made by Philip Morris, I think.
Exactly. So they were only testing those. So I use something much more powerful and much more customizable than that. So, and the thing is most of us, we know what we're doing. We, I did plenty of study before I got involved in it to make sure I was doing it properly. So the other option here, and this is what I did before I moved over to e-cigarettes, the other thing I did to avoid taxes is as long as the cigarettes are not sold as cigarettes pre-packaged, pre-rolled, then you can avoid a lot of taxes that way. So I went down to a local store that opened up that said $20 a carton, which I was in Hawaii at the time, so you talked about taxes. They were very heavily taxed. And I was like, well, what's the deal here? So basically, if you buy the tobacco and the rolling papers and roll them yourself or buy a machine to roll them, then you avoid all the taxes that way. There are plenty of legal ways to avoid taxes. But if
that's a great point. I remember there was a story about these roll-your-own stores that had opened up in New York City where the store owner would invest money in, like, a fancy rolling machine.
Ah.
Not some little thing you can hold in your hands, but I'm talking about, like, a $20,000 rolling machine where you literally dump tobacco in one end, and then you dump the tubes in another end, and
Would he roll it, or would he...
Machine would do it. The customer would have to dump everything in, though.
Right, the customer would have to dump it in and push the button.
Exactly. Right. So you're talking about a machine the size of like a Starbucks cappuccino maker. And they're really great. They will they'll spit out hundreds of cigarettes very quickly.
Right.
So basically you just set up a bar with five or six of these machines. And the way that it worked for me is if you went in and bought the tobacco in tubes, then you could use the fancy machine for free.
I believe they cracked down. Now, you're talking about Texas because you're calling from Texas because I believe they did some kind of crackdown on those machine operators in New York.
They probably did.
Yeah.
This is previous experience. Like I said, I'm all vapor now, so I don't have to worry about it. Well, I do have to worry about it.
Well, not yet. Because they're coming. They're coming for you, man.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
They are. So but like I said, if I'm the state and I want to crack down on people and make more laws, what am I going to say? I'm going to completely ignore the alternatives and just say, this is all due to smuggling. That way I can make a really big deal out of it and get more support.
Well, yeah, and if it's all due to smuggling, then that means the police departments need more money to do some cigarette interdiction squad stuff. I remember they actually had another headline from New York City. They actually do have the CIS, the Cigarette Interdiction Squad. It is literally a special group of police officers whose job it is to try to find cigarette smugglers and arrest them.
Cigarette narc.
And so they need more money. And if it's all because of smuggling, then let's double the size of the cigarette interdiction squad. Double their budget. Quadruple
it. More money to the state. All you have to do is tweak your studies a little bit, which is why it's always important to see who did the study and to scrutinize it, which a lot of people forget to do.
Hey, Straight Razor, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to a man who knows a thing or two about smoking in New York State. Chris Cantwell is on the line, calling from Keene on Skype.
Good to be with you, gentlemen.
Hey there. I know you were calling about a different topic, and we can get to that, but you know, maybe you'd like to comment on leaving New York and what things were like there before you left, because they did raise the taxes on cigarettes there before you left.
They raised the taxes I don't even know how many times. You know, when I started smoking in New York, cigarettes were like $2 a pack. And, when I left, they were upwards of $10 in Long Island and close to $15 in New York City. And it was absolutely ridiculous. That's how I got onto the electronic cigarette, which is about the best money I ever spent.
Now, it's said here in this story that the average price of a pack of cigarettes in New York City is $10. I thought, wow, I'd always heard that was like the low-end cost. Could you ever find a pack for less than $10?
I don't know how you could find a pack of cigarettes, not like a pack of Newports or Marlboros in New York City today. I mean, in New York State, you could maybe find a pack of Newports or Marlboros for $10 in Long Island or upstate. But
this was they said this was the average price for the city, which I couldn't believe.
No, I mean, I know I paid upwards of $12 a pack for a pack of Newports in New York City back in like 2011 or 2012. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's about.
And you ended up going to the Indian reservations, right?
Yeah, and the Indian reservation ticked me off just as much because, what happened was every time the state raised a tax, the Indian reservation raised the price, and they all collude with each other. It's like the Indian reservation, that's the only commerce that takes place in the entire joint. And those people have as much Native American blood in them as I do. They're all black. And so you go there, and it's a bunch of black guys jumping out in front of your car trying to sell you cigarettes, but they all have the same prices because they, collude with each other. And that's how I stopped smoking was I was like, I came here to avoid the tax, not to pay it to a different authority.
Yeah, they're all on Telegram, all communicating together.
With ISIS.
Yeah.
Right, so what were you calling about tonight, Chris Cantwell?
So I heard I got an honorable mention last night about Tamir Rice.
Did you? I don't remember. What was
you and Daryl were talking about Tamir Rice and saying that he got shot because he was black and that I didn't because I was white.
No, that's not what I was saying, actually. I was saying that you actually had a gun that you'd pulled on someone and the cops in Keene, New Hampshire did not shoot you.
Right, but that this was like some primary difference. And I just want to point out some of the other differences.
Stand by. We'll
case.
Bring you back here. Chris Cantwell, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Conan.
And you can join us online again, freetalklive.com. If you support the show, you may do that. With $5 a month with the Free Talk Live AMP program, help us get on more radio stations, help us expand the ideas of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can. You'll get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in line, the AMP only podcast, which doesn't have the recorded commercials the regular podcast does, as well as the AMP only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And now you can use Bitcoin over at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Chris Cantwell is on the line via Skype, and he is the host of Radical Agenda. Chris, what's your website?
ChristopherCantwell.com or RadicalAgenda.com. You can catch us on YouTube and iTunes and Stitcher and all of that jazz. And, you know, to the AMP program, if you guys donate enough to AMP, you know, you might get Mark Edge back. But the only way you can get Christopher Cantwell is on Radical Agenda.
That's true. Although you're certainly still allowed to call in, and you've done that, so I appreciate it. You were calling because we mentioned you on the show last night when talking about the case of Tamir Rice, which for our listeners that don't know is a young, I believe, 12-year-old young male who was shot to death by police in Cleveland when he was ostensibly playing with what has been described as a BB gun, but also like some sort of, like not a BB gun, some sort of replica pistol. Anyway,
most of the outlets that I've heard said it was a BB gun. Now, what you guys were reading from was the New York Times, and I'm not surprised that the New York Times doesn't know anything about guns or race or police.
Yeah, I did look into it, and I found a picture from the court, some sort of court hearing where they were comparing
an airsoft replica. Let me see if I can find the exact picture.
They were comparing an actual picture of, like, a real gun with whatever it was Tamir Rice ostensibly had. And, you know, at a distance, I could see that it could be confused for a real gun. But in this case, you know, basically the police rolled up on the scene having no idea really what they were getting into. They'd heard something about someone with a gun in a park, or a young man with a gun in the park. They rolled up on the scene, pile out of the car, and just immediately start shooting this kid. I mean, they couldn't possibly have even said anything to him between the time when the one cop gets out of the door, the passenger side door, and starts pulling the trigger. And I brought you up, Chris, because I thought it was an interesting study in contrast between how police behave in some cities and some states compared to how they behaved in your situation here in Keene, New Hampshire. It just seems like the cops here had a whole lot more restraint, and in your situation, you were downtown Keene. It was like, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning or something. You attempted to assist some ladies who were being threatened by some young males, and they came at you. You pulled your sidearm and drew down on these guys. The police showed up, and you were surprised that you didn't end up dead, given that you just come from New York, and there, if you'd had a gun like that, they would have definitely targeted you as the bad guy, and you might have ended up with no life after that incident. But here is very, very different, and it's also different from Cleveland. So that was kind of the point I was making, but you're certainly welcome to comment.
Yeah, I mean, the implication that Daryl had left it with, and I understand that you made sure to say, well, we're not implying all police are racist, but the implication that Daryl had made on the show last night was that some people would say the difference was that I'm white. And, well, there's quite a few differences at work in the two cases. You know, first things first, I mean, everybody's talking about Tamir Rice as just some 12-year-old kid. Well, you know, he was 5'7", 195 pounds, so it's not entirely unreasonable that the police didn't realize that he was 12 years old. They didn't have the time to check his ID. As you mentioned, this all happened very rapidly. And, you know, as a guy who's had to pull his firearm in a defensive situation, I have to say it makes me think twice when I, you know, try to put myself in a situation of somebody who approaches a potentially dangerous situation with a gun. When you come up on a situation where you've been told by your dispatcher that there's a man waving a gun around at people, and you find a black man at 5'7", 195 pounds standing there, and you get out of the car and you say, show me your hands, and he instead reaches for his waistband, I'm not entirely shocked that the police officer fired at this guy, and I certainly don't think that race is as most people who comment on this try to make it out to be. I certainly don't think that this is a racial issue.
No, I don't think it is either. This is, as I said, I think last night, it's a power issue. And, you know, maybe I don't think Daryl was saying that because he believed it. He was just saying some people might say that. And some people might. But in this case, it's clearly a power issue. These guys were tripping on power, and they did not take any kind of defensive position. They didn't even bother, it seemed like, to even shout at the kid, hey, you know, don't touch it, drop it, or whatever. Like, he didn't get the gun out from his belt, at least the way the video looks. And you can't see much because it's pretty bad video from across the street on a security camera. But it didn't seem like at any point that he even raised or attempted to level the gun at the police before they blasted him to death.
Well, so. Of course, because, you know, if somebody's reaching for a gun, right, if I'm approaching a situation, look, when I had to pull my firearm out on these guys, gentlemen, I'm watching their hands, okay? I'm saying, get away from me, and I'm watching their hands. If one of these guys went for their waistband, I'd have fired on him, all right? I'm not going to wait for him to get his gun out. If you're in a situation where you have to approach a potentially violent person with a firearm, you don't wait for him to point the gun at you, because that's how you end up dead. You
but
have
you
to kill the guy before
this
he points it
violent.
At you.
I mean, they didn't have any idea. There was no report that this young
exactly,
man
exactly. They have no idea. That's
was
exactly. They
anyone.
Don't know. What they know is that a guy is illegally waving a gun around at people. That's what their dispatcher told them. And mind you, you know, you guys know this, and I'll just remind the audience, you know, I'm the author of Dead Police Means Less Oppression. I'm not exactly trying to go out of my way to be sympathetic to police officers here. But if you're going to say that somebody's job is to run around with a firearm and confront dangerous threats on the street, and then you send him there being told that there's a black man waving a firearm at people in a park, and you pull up and you say, hey, there's the potential suspect. You say, show me your hands, and he instead reaches for his waistband. You know, this is not just a power trip. This is a struggle for survival.
I don't know, Chris. It's really hard to say based on the video. Conan, did you see the video in the Tamir Rice shooting?
I did not. I'm actually watching one from Los Angeles right now where it looked like they executed a guy. This just happened just recently.
This is not related, though.
Yeah, I have not seen the Tamir Rice one. But, I mean, my question is, Do you think these the same two cops, was it two of them?
Two cops and Tamir Rice.
Do you think that if they had approached a young white teenager throwing around a airsoft rifle, they would have handled it the exact same way if he reached for his waistband, or would they have gone
That's
another
pure
alternative?
Speculation.
It's just, yeah,
well, I will speculate that they would have treated it that way, and I will also speculate that the Keene Police Department, you know, and the Keene Police Department pulled up, and I had my gun pointed at a man, right?
Yeah.
Well, the people who had come after me, they ran over to the cops, go, he's got a gun, he's got a gun, he's got a gun. My hands go up in the air, right?
Yeah. Right, right.
My hands do not go reach for a waistband. They go up in the air, and I say, I'm putting it down, I'm putting it down, and I'm putting it down. I put it down very slowly. And the police in Keene, New Hampshire, know who I am. They read my blog. They know that for all the nasty things I've said about the government, that I'm not a violent criminal running around sticking people up. So what they pull up to is a guy who talks about self-defense, pointing his firearm at four people, and so they didn't kill me. Now, if I had been in some other situation where the Keene Police Department pulled up and I reached for my waistband, I wouldn't be surprised if I got shot. You know,
refresh me, the cop that approached you here in Keene, did he have his hand on his firearm? Did he draw? How did that situation go?
He didn't draw. He may have had his hand on his firearm, but he didn't draw on me. You know, like I said, the cops here know who I am. They know who we are. And so, you know, they understand that they're not approaching a guy who's prone to just pointing guns at strangers for no reason in the middle of the night. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, if they had not known who I am, I imagine they might have treated it quite differently. But they knew who I was. They came up, and you hear on the video, they say, Chris, calm down, calm down.
Well,
right?
That's the thing here, Chris, though. At least in the case of Tamir Rice, they could have approached it in another way rather than guns a-blazing. I mean, they could have, you know, cruised up with the cruiser slowly and, you know, yelled at him through the PA system, hey, kid, you know, put your hands in the air. They could have done something like that.
But they did tell him to put his hands in the air. They did tell him to put his hands in the air, and instead of putting his hands in the air, he reached for his waistband. And that's what happens. Now, I'm not saying that this is a good situation, gents. I'm here telling you it's terrible, it's tragic. But, you know, I have to say, as a guy who's had to pull his firearm before, I have a certain amount of sympathy for this. Because, you know, like these officers, I went to confront an unknown situation where people might have been dangerous. Those people actually turned out to be dangerous, and I pulled my gun out on them. Now,
okay, I had not heard that they had told him to put his hands in the air.
I'll read you from the Washington Post. I mean, the officers approached the boy in their cruiser, pulling directly up to a park gazebo on snow-covered grass.
Yep.
The car slid, and Lohman opened the door, yelling continuously, "Show me your hands," as loud as I could, Lohman said in his statement to the grand jury. "I kept my eyes on the suspect the entire time," Lohman said. "I was fixed on his waistband and hand area. I was trained to keep my eyes on his hands because hands may kill. But instead of complying, the boy lifted his shirt and reached into his waistband," Lohman said, prompting the officer to run for cover behind the cruiser. When he saw Tamir's elbow moving toward the weapon and coming up out of his pants, Lohman said, he fired two shots, and one of those shots hit Tamir Rice, and the boy died. And it's tragic, and it's awful, but I wish that people would exercise a little bit of discretion here, because what you have with the racial tensions going on in this country, I know that's not been the focus that you tried to make out of it, but that's the focus that these demonstrators have made out of it, and it's a disaster, and it's tearing this country apart. Race relations are at 20-year low.
Free Talk Live. More coming.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.